Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This month we are continuing the conversation on senior housing and adult daycare. And in studio we have Eric Fleming and Isa Pobre of Pololo Chinese Home. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health, so that our kupuna and families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
And I'm Andrew Leong,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
Our title sponsor for today is Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 753-9033.
And now we have a real estate tip of the week brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
A home exemption is a benefit given to homeowners who reside in their properties. A home exemption in Hawaii allows for homeowners to reduce a certain amount from their taxable property value. The basic home exemption is $100,000. If you are a homeowner and a primary resident of your property, don't forget to complete the claim form, complete a claim for home exemption form and send it in as soon as possible.
Andrew, if I'm not mistaken, we have a deadline for that homeowner exemption form.
Deadline is September 30th.
That's right. So if you haven't filled one out, please do so. For more information on a homeowner exemption, please contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 753-9033. And today in studio, we have the pleasure of speaking with Eric Fleming and Isa Pobre from the Pololo Chinese Home. Welcome, Eric and Isa.
Thanks for having us.
Your facility has such a great reputation, and I know you've been serving the islands for over 100 years, actually, right? Maybe you can share a little bit of the history of the Pololo Chinese Home and how you personally got involved serving in this capacity.
Yeah, thank you. So again, you touched base on our years serving the community. So we're 124 years serving the community. Yeah, at our location, we're celebrating 100 years of serving kupunas in Hawaii. It's grown in size and services over the decades.
Right.
And now we're able to provide one of the largest continuum of care, serving especially seniors.
And now you're located in Pololo, but how extensive is your reach into the community?
So reach into the community is pretty wide. We have one of our services, Meals to Go program, home delivered meals. We extend our services all the way out to Aina Haina on the east side,
right,
all the way to Kalihi.
And so pretty much all of Metro Honolulu.
Yeah. And we're looking to keep expanding, you know.
Okay. Now you, Eric, you work as a manager in what capacity there?
So I'm the food service manager there.
Okay.
Oversee the food production, basically anything that goes in, out of the kitchen, likes and dislikes. We take comments from the residents trying to make the meals better.
Yeah. So you're basically the head chef, making sure everything tastes good.
Yeah. Who doesn't love food, right?
Right, exactly. Now, is your background in senior culinary type of work or just culinary in general? And how'd you get to this place with Pololo Chinese Home?
Yeah, so my main background was culinary based. I went to KCC for the culinary arts program.
Okay.
Background-wise, I had 7 years over at cooking, with a small business, helped open restaurants, but you know, I wanted to do something different after I graduated. So looking at the community base, I'm like, you know, we need to help the seniors out, and what better place than going to a nursing home? And look, not saying the food is bad, but let's make it better.
Right. I mean, it does have that component of it's healthy, but not necessarily tasty. That's how some people view it. But I think these days, I mean, the tastes of boomers and kupuna, you know, they expect something more than just healthy.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they need a well-balanced meal.
Yeah. Who says, you know, nutritious meals can't be tasty and look good too?
Right. So I'm just curious, how do you guys make that work, that tasty and healthy combination?
Simply teamwork. You know, we have a lot of capable and, I'm honored to have, you know, to work with all the staff there. We have dietitians, we have, you know, like you mentioned, cooks, chefs, people who's involved in and out, even activities, you know, have comments about the residents and inputs. And we take all of that in and try to cultivate local taste buds, you know, to improve the quality of care.
So does the food that is served in the community or in the facility, is it the same as the one that's in your home-delivered meals, or are they slightly different?
Yeah. So our tasty meals, nutritious as it is, available to in-house residents as well as the community.
Okay. Is there maybe a sampling or some items on the menu that you want to mention just to whet our taste buds?
Yeah, so I got a treat for you guys too. I brought in two meals. One I personally like, we have the Korean barbecue pork.
Ooh.
Yeah. So one of you guys can get that. The other one is our roast turkey with gravy. Oh. Not quite Thanksgiving, but you get the Thanksgiving feel.
Yeah. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and don't worry, you know, we make sure, you know, it's healthy, it tastes good, but sodium is just under par, so it's low sodium. Any modification you folks want, residents, seniors, any of them in the community service, we do modifications too.
Right. And how do your, so you work together as a team to create this menu, and your nutritionists, they're always there to kind of advise you folks. I mean, what kind of work is involved in putting all that together?
Well, it's definitely, you know, consistently improving. We always touch base. You know, we go with our taste buds. We have resident council meeting with all the live-in residents, give us the input.
Right.
And that's how we continue to make it better. But we also dial in on the nutrition side with the dietitian on staff,
Now, when we look at your overall breadth of services, maybe you can, aside from, you know, the care that you provide in Palolo Chinese Home, what other services would you want to highlight that maybe people don't necessarily know off the top of their head?
All right. So, again, our Meals to Go service, we deliver services all the way out to our boundaries. We have Aina Haina all the way to Kalihi. Do Meals to Go deliver, so hot and cold, up to the convenience. Another thing we do in the community is our wellness program, where we do in-house care, cleaning, any kind of service that the residents may need.
Wow. So so the in-house care isn't necessarily like just for the health and well-being of a person, right? Like your ADLs, but you're saying to help them maintain their living situation, some of the chores, etc. You think that is covered under your care as well?
Right. So different levels of care. So we have people who's independent but may need a little help with cleaning. So we have our cleaning services there. Otherwise, we have services where like companionship. So, you know, check up on the kupuna, come in, say, you know, how are you doing? How are things going? Talk story even.
Yeah. That's awesome, because I think that's one of the things missing in the latter years is you don't always have the socialization, right? So to have somebody that can come by and check in.
Right, and that's kind of a peace of mind, right? Like, oh, my auntie's taken care of because we have services from Palolo Chinese Home.
Right. Now, as far as the number of patients that you service or clients that you have even outside, what's your count, roughly?
So in-house, we have about 110, 115, plus our daycare, which is fluctuates 10 to 15. Outside of our region, we deliver over 150 meals every day. So put all that together, we do about 500, including our staff.
That's amazing. Now, you know, we're unfortunately still going through this pandemic. It's caused a lot of us to rethink how we think of sanitation, safety protocol, especially with the most at-risk population, which are our seniors and those with pre-existing conditions. How has that kind of affected the way you folks view service? Has it changed anything at all for you guys?
Well, our safety of our kupunas and all of our staff is our top priority. We do take in contact protocols, we do contactless deliveries, any other information you folks want regarding our COVID practices, you can look online, palolo.com or palolo.org, Or you can call us at 808-748-4909 for more information.
That's really great. And you're transparent where you just list all the protocol that you guys currently work with.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, when we come back, I want to hear more about the specifics of the healthcare services and that continuum of care that you talked about, which Pololo Chinese Home offers. So we'll talk more about that right after this commercial break.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Oh, welcome back. If you're just joining us, we have Eric Fleming and Isa Pobre with Pololo Chinese Home. And right before the break, Eric kind of just whetted our taste buds with the sampling of what we can expect when we having our meals at Pololo Chinese Home. But we want to switch gears and talk about the healthcare side. And we have Isa. She is the daycare and the senior care service manager at Pololo. And you touched upon you folks do provide in-home services to folks out of the community. Can you touch upon, Eric had touched upon some of the services. What other services do you folks provide?
Okay. So what I manage is the senior daycare and also our Pololo Wellness Program. Mm-hmm. So one of the services that we offer is what we call the Pololo Wellness Program, which include in-home services like personal care, companionship, home cleaning, and meals to go.
Okay. And so is this service... is this a package service, or is it kind of like an a la carte where maybe they may not need, the cleaning, but, maybe having the companionship is more important to them? How can they, choose what they need?
Okay. So, there's some clients who does meals to go and also companionship. Mm-hmm. It's whatever service they want or need. So there are a few people who do our home cleaning, our meals to go, and also companionship. And there's also clients who just do home care.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this is where a personal nurse aide would go to their home and provide the care at home.
Okay. And then so it's it's an a la carte,
yes.
Right? And are they... again, Brendan had mentioned, during this time of COVID, I'm sure there's extra steps in preparations for, when one of your staff goes out to the community. How is the community receiving your services? I mean, I'm sure, in this time, there's a lot of caution with, okay, what's being brought into my home, but I'm sure you folks have the necessary steps, but have you folks seen an increase of demand services being wanted, or has that been reduced?
So, for example, for our senior daycare, we did close during the month of April, mm-hmm. and we reopened in May.
Mm-hmm.
Some families were afraid of their families coming due to COVID, but because this COVID, a lot of senior daycare have also closed and stayed closed. So we've been having a lot of new participants mm-hmm. coming in, you know, inquiring. We've been receiving new applications, and they are aware and they question what are we doing. And you know, every day before our staff start their shift, we do our COVID screening where we temp ourselves. We ask all the requirements if we are having any symptoms or if we were ever close to anybody who has COVID. We also do that to all our participants. We are not allowing any visitors. Same thing for our home care services. All staff are required to wear their masks. They have to temp themselves. They have to make sure that all the clients don't have, they're not sick or they don't have any temp or symptoms of COVID.
Now, you mentioned that you've picked up new applicants for your daycare. How is capacity? Are you guys able to take, you know, take in more? Or what's the count that you folks are at? That
so right now, our daily census, we're up to 18 to 20. We did change our tables to make sure that we are following the 6 feet distance, social distancing. Our senior daycare is pretty big to where we can fit maybe 36 participants in a day, and all our participants would be far from each other, and you know, all our staff are wearing their masks, and we are constantly disinfecting before and after any surfaces or objects.
I want to talk about your in-home services.
Okay.
Have you folks seen a increase in demand during this time?
Yes. So it's been crazy. It's a lot of families. Maybe like there's 5 or 6 families that's calling me. Hey, you know what? We need home care services. It's because, you know, families doesn't want to bring them to the hospital or to other nursing homes because we're not allowing any visitors, or they're just afraid that, you know, what can happen to them in the hospital as well.
So I'm curious, Aiza, how do you keep up with the demand? You know, I mean, there's not enough people to go around, sounds like, right? I mean, basically, it sounds like you're going to have to consult with the family and say, okay, we can offer you these days,
right?
These days, possibly not. You know,
so we do say we require at least a minimum of 4 hours a shift,
right?
Because it is hard with staffing. You know, there is a demand in staffing, and we are working with different agency as well to help us to accommodate and, you know, serve our kupunas at home.
Right, right. And is this all still within that general boundary between, like, Aina Haina and Kalihi?
Yeah.
And, you know, what other avenues or options would there be for people who are in that situation? Let's say you're unable to meet their particular needs at that time. Maybe other agencies?
Yeah, so we give them different other companies, and or, you know, if they want to go to our care home, or, you know, we have upstairs for respite.
Right. And maybe you can talk about the care home itself. How are your grounds doing these days? I mean, I know you're expanding that, right? And where are you folks as far as that goes?
It's been very tough, especially with families not able to come and visit their loved ones. I don't know if you've seen us on the news, but we've been having a lot of drive visits, and it's just the feeling of seeing them, seeing the families come to visit them and stay in their car while they just stare at each other. You know, it just makes my heart smile.
Right.
And at the same time, it's like, you know, I know how much they miss each other.
So, I mean, every little bit of contact matters.
Yeah, and we've been having a lot of FaceTime every day. There's a schedule that we have to follow.
And I'm curious, have you folks had a long-term plan thought out? You know, because although this could be temporary, right, at some point there's going to be a new normal, right? And what have you folks thought of? And how do you think you'll deal with that?
You know, I feel like we've just been going day by day.
Right.
And just, you know, trying to keep our kupuna safe and prevent this from spreading.
Right, right. So I guess whatever you can do, I mean, you're going to take every precaution necessary.
Yes.
Yeah.
How are your residents dealing with, you know, everything during this time? I mean, obviously, you know, they miss having family visiting,
yes.
but they have the other residents there.
Right.
Obviously, you guys are not, you know, you guys are kind of keeping them
distant.
But I mean, how's the, you know, emotions there? How are they dealing with all of this?
You know, I feel like they understand. And most of the time, for example, my participants, they try to move their chair to go closer to each other. And we have to constantly remind them. And they think we're crazy. They're like, what are you trying to do to us? But, you know, it's we just constantly have to remind them, put signs on the table, and they'll follow. But, you know, our activity department has been very good. We've been doing a lot of room visit, providing different activities, individual activities, you know, going around to provide them any magazine or music to listen to, a lot of games.
Right. Keeping everybody on your staff busy.
Yes.
Yeah. And I want to talk about, you know, are there any requirements as to being a resident at Palolo Chinese Home? What would, you know, obviously is there like an age requirement, the different levels of care that they would need, that if you can kind of touch upon that?
So they would have to work with our admission department. Our admission department will go over the checklist and they would need some physician's order saying that they need this care.
Because it is a continuum of care.
Yes.
Right, from independent to assisted living. And then you also have, I guess, skilled nursing.
Yes.
Right. And if I recall, is memory care also something? Not yet? Okay. But still, that's a lot of ground to cover.
Right. Yeah. So we try, Palolo Chinese Home wants to make sure that our kupunas have these services, we try to keep them out of the hospital.
Right, right. And of course, although the namesake is Palolo Chinese Home, everyone is welcome.
Yes. You don't need to be Chinese.
Yeah, but, you know, it does speak to the heritage of the facility, right?
Right.
And the origins. But yeah, I've known a number of families who have had very positive experiences at Palolo Chinese Home.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there any other more current information you want to provide? Any updates that maybe a family member would want to know if they're considering Palolo Chinese Home relative to any other community out there?
Just want to give it out there that our senior daycare, we are accepting new participants.
Okay.
We do offer shower, TB, PPD skin tests. We are open during the holidays and weekends. We do have extended hours where families can drop off early or pick up early. So,
okay.
You know, very convenient.
Mm-hmm. And what would be those times roughly?
So from 7 o'clock to 5:30.
7 o'clock to 5:30. Well, that's a pretty good, pretty good range.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's that whole Kupuna Care Bill, I guess, that was benefiting people who needed assistance with Kupuna Care. I'm assuming that's something they comply with for on their own, but would be applicable to daycare here, right, at the Palolo Chinese Home.
And are these services through private pay, or is there
It's
subsidized?
Whatever insurance they would have,
okay.
They would have to work with their coordinators.
Okay. So it's not just private, but
yes.
You can work it through their carriers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's wonderful. Well, if there's somebody who wanted more information about Palolo Chinese Home and the different services that you offer, whether it's, you know, your actual living in the community or in-home care services or your food services or adult daycare, how can they reach you for that?
You can visit us at our website, www.palolohome.org,
okay.
Or you can give me a call at 808-748-4909.
That's great. Well, thank you so much. We have Eric Fleming and Isa Pobre of the Palolo Chinese Home. Thanks so much for being on our show.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because, as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Have you ever been worried leaving your loved one alone? Whether it be illness, a fall, or just personal safety, the Electronic Caregiver Mobile Medical Alert System with GPS technology will give you that peace of mind. With the simple press of a button, an on-call staff member will be able to locate you and provide expedited help by alerting family or emergency medical services. To learn more about the Electronic Caregiver, call Priscilla Wong at 954-0820 and mention Kupuna Wiki to receive a free gift.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back, and now we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
Hilo Hattie, one of Hawaii's most iconic stores, was opened in what year?
Andrew, I wonder how many people can answer this without Googling it right now. Well, if you know the answer and you want to win a Long's gift card, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188. And remember, if you want to hear some prior episodes of Kupuna Wiki Radio, or you'd like to research some of our great service providers and vendors, go to kupunawiki.com or call us at 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment's sponsor, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 753-9033.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show, Hawaii's senior resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki radio program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.